Yeah, it was hot. No, it was. I was just telling some people in there. I mean, it was the hottest summer I can remember being down there in a while. So, but I think it was, you know, it was hot. I was impressed how our guys handled it. Really, I think Coach did a great job of preparing them, and geez, they played well.
Dom always comes out and gives us the state of the defense kind of thing after a game. I guess for the first go round, what did you think of your?
There was. You know, I said this many times, you know, in special teams, you know, you're always judged on your worst play. And, you know, the not catching the two punts, which, I mean, you know, and then you saw their guy have the same issue with the sun in his eyes. So it is, you know, it was an issue. Ty, you know, on the last kickoff return, you kind of wished he would have stayed in there. But once again, he's got to make that decision. And but I think overall, we punted well, we covered well. Kickoffs, Mace hit the ball extremely well. So there's always going to be room for improvement, but I think for the first game and the situations, you know, we did some good things.
Was the decision you had to make with Janis during the week of practice, how did you know for sure that he'd be able to tackle or do what he needed to do?
Well, you know, you don't know he's going to be able to tackle. Do you really get in the game? Because, you know, you're not tackling in practice. But the way he was using his hands to get off people and we were actually, you know, he was doing some things with punt return where he was holding guys up and running with them. And, you know, he showed no, you know, wasn't able to grab them, but you're not supposed to grab them anyway. So, you know, I felt like he could do it if I didn't know what was going to happen really until Saturday, whether he was going to be up or not. But you know, the things that he did in practice showed me that he could, you know, he could cover, and obviously he got down the field extremely well, both on the kickoff and the punt. And that's a lot of times, you know, just being able to get down there and cause fair catches and so forth.
How would you rate Jake's performance?
I thought Jake punted pretty well. I mean, the last punt was not quite what you wanted, but I think any time you can have a 42-yard net, it's off to a good start. And, you know, you kind of compare it to what they had there. They had a 62-yard net, so it's a big difference. But I thought with his first real game, he punted well and did well. I think the things I look at also is you know, his touch to toe is good, his block point's good, and those are all things that, you know, can cause big issues. We covered pretty well. You know, we knew that this was a group. These returners, both kickoff and punt return, are guys that, you know, we had to cover the field, and they got enough speed to get outside, and they almost did on the one kickoff return, but, you know, we were able to, you know, and they did a good job of doing the things that we coached them to do. But I thought he placed the ball well and did a nice job that way.
Hey, Ron, I wasn't there, so I didn't see what the sun was like, but in Micah's case, is that just, I mean, what could he have done?
Well, you know, like I said, until I saw, you know, when we switched to the ends and their guy did exactly the same thing, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, we talked to him about it before the game, how you cover your, you know, your eyes. And you know, it just, there was a point in time evidently where the ball was coming right down in the sun. And the back judge said something to me, too. He says, it's bad out there. He told me because the second one there where Mikey actually put his hand up there to do it, he said it had been a fair catch. You know, whether even though he was trying to shield the sun, and I asked him again. I said, "Is it still bad?" He says, "It's bad." So, no, I mean it's just kind of the rub of the green. It's what you got.
Does he have to tell the official? But I mean, was he actually blocking the sun with his hand?
Well, you try to get him where they, you know, do it this way. Once you go above the head, or very far above the head, and particularly if you move it, they're gonna blow it fair catch.
But it's okay.
Yeah, as long as you're not above the head, and they may let you get a little bit above it. But he actually, Jason told me, I didn't see this, but before the game, they came over and talked to him about that. Because, I mean, obviously they realized it was, and it was, you know, it was sunny and it was bright. And the second half, you didn't have the issues because the clouds became partly cloudy. But the first half there, it was bright.
I don't know about Spoon, but, I mean, 20 years of covering the Packers, I've never heard a discussion about a fair catch versus a shielding the sun with your hands. Have you run across many games where this was an issue in your career?
Well, not so much where it's an issue like if we don't catch a ball. I've seen it occasionally, but I, you know, you talk, we work that in camp. I mean, where, you know, because you never know when there's going to be a game where, you know, the sun's in your eyes, and that, and there's a difference between shielding it from the sun. As soon as you go above the head, then they're gonna err. The official's gonna err on the side of calling a fair catch.
I assume this could be a week to week sort of deal. But what goes into the decision? I know both teams that are kicking the ball off deep for just going for the touchback rather than trying to pooch it down there and see if you can attack from down there.
Well, you know, obviously. There's a lot of, you know, it depends on what, you know, there's a lot of things really that you think about. It could be the, you know, just the overall health of the team. It could be the, you know, how tired your team is. It could be the returner that's back there. You know, what are they going to try to do? You know, what do you, you know, you feel like defensively maybe there's some things that you can take advantage of their offense. You know, there's a lot of different things you can, you know, go into how the kicker's kicking. I think it remains to be seen what people are going to try to do. Obviously, their philosophy yesterday was to try to kick it out and not give us an opportunity to return the ball, which surprised me a little bit. I thought that we'd get some chances to to kick it out. I think Tennessee yesterday against Minnesota, for the most part, they were trying to kick it out. Then they give the last kickoff, they gave him an opportunity to return it, and he did. So I think it just depends on. You know, what the situation and your whole football team, what people are doing, going to do. And I think it remains to be seen what people are going to do during the year.
Do you want to get more of a look at Presley during this week as a possible kick returner?
Well, we'll continue to work him in there as much as we can. And you know, once again, with a limited number of reps, you know, sometimes his reps may come actually on the show team. You know, and he did, that's last week, and he did a nice job.